You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 26 to 27. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through even unto the king of Edom. But they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel. And they departed from him and returned to their own land. This was a battle against Moab by Israel, Judah, and Edom. And they went to Elisha and he spoke the word of God. God told them that they would defeat Moab. That was God. In this same chapter, God told them that they were going to defeat Moab completely. And then the battle started. And the battle was so strong against Moab. At a point, he took 700 men that drew the sword, thinking he could break the ranks of the Moab, but he couldn't. He saw finally that this is his end. He was going to die. They were going to finally take Moab. And so he did something interesting. He took his eldest son, the one who the crowned prince who should reign in his stead. He took that his son and killed him and offered him as a sacrifice. Now, he was fighting against the children of God. And then he offered his son as sacrifice. Yet, it was effective. Because even though he didn't defeat the children of Israel, they returned to their land. Jehoshaphat came to that battle, and the son of Ahab was also there. That's the king of Israel. And then the king of Edom. And they abandoned the battle, so to say. Of course, they had defeated him. They had done so many things over the land and so on. They were just finishing the job when this man offered his eldest son as sacrifice. And the Bible said there was indignation against Israel. And they departed from him and returned to their land. Why? Why will a man kill his first son, offer him as a sacrifice against the children of Israel? And look, it looks like it is effective. God is showing us something here. God is saying to us, if the sacrifice, if a man can sacrifice his son, his first son, his eldest son, and it is, and that sacrifice produces something. Because he shed blood. You see, that's why people are looking for human beings to do rituals. Because when you kill a human being, you violate God. Satan may give you something in the temporary, but God will ultimately judge you. But that temporary gain is why people want to sacrifice human beings. But God was showing us that his son, Jesus Christ, his sacrifice is going to be effective. Because that's what God did. He sacrificed his only begotten son, not just his own eldest son. This man had other sons, but God had only one, and God sacrificed it. I want to tell you, if a man can sacrifice his eldest son and it produces result, how much more the sacrifice of Jesus? Everything Jesus came to accomplish was accomplished. That sacrifice for your sin is effective. That sacrifice for your sinful nature is effective. That sacrifice for your forgiveness is effective. That blood that dropped from Jesus is more than sufficient to wash you from all your sins. And can I also add to you? That sacrifice of Jesus put the kingdom of darkness at bay. It finally put an end to the kingdom of darkness. It's just a matter of time. It's so effective against Satan that they can no longer touch you. That's why the Bible says your life is hid in Christ Jesus. Please stop being afraid. Some of you will have dreams. You'll be running hither-skater, looking for interpreter. You will have dreams. You'll be disturbing yourself. They say if you have dreams and you visit your primary school, you are going backward in life. In fact, I can't count the number of times I've visited my primary school in my dreams. If I'm now even planning to go and visit my primary school actually in real life again, because I visited it so much in my dreams that I want to go back. But it has no impact. There is the blood of Jesus already that is shed for you. So don't think one dream or somebody can just conjure something against you and it's going to happen. It's a lie. There is the blood. He said, if I see the blood, that was the blood of animal, I will pass by. If the blood of animal in Exodus saved the children of Israel, how much more the blood of Jesus? How much more the blood of the Son of God? How much more the blood of the Lamb of God? It is effective. What Jesus came to accomplish for us is effective. If he tells you, he will deliver you from all your sins. He will wash you clean from all unrighteousness. I tell you, that is exactly what he accomplished. The blood of Jesus is effective against sin, effective against unrighteousness, effective against the kingdom of darkness. That blood is efficacious. The sacrifice of Jesus on the cross in reality took away our sinful nature and brought us into relationship with God. It is effective. If the sacrifice of a human being by another human being can produce result, how much more the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Brethren, count it all joy that God has chosen you among those to believe in Jesus Christ and to be saved by that precious blood and that precious sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Once again, I say to you, it is effective, it is perfect, it is efficient, it delivered on everything that God has sent that blood to accomplish. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.